Hi there, and welcome to session 22 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Mayotte from Frugal Chicken, and today is the day that I answer questions from you guys. So in today's episode, we're going to cover questions about whether you can keep chickens with turkeys, when you should remove baby chicks from an incubator, troubleshooting hatching problems, and why chickens won't nest in nesting boxes that you've cleaned. This will be a valuable episode that's full of advice that you can use today. Just as a reminder, you can get this episode's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast22. That's podcast with the numbers 2 and 2. So stay with me. Now, before we get started, I would love it if you submitted a question. You can email me at editor@thefrugalchicken.com or contact me over social media. You can tweet me at thefrugalchicken.com/Twitter or over Facebook at thefrugalchicken.com/Facebook. Both of those links will take you to my social media profiles where you can contact me. So now on to our questions. Now our first question is, can you keep chickens with turkeys? Now while there's no laws out there that state that you must separate chickens and turkeys, if you want to keep your chickens and turkeys in the same pen, then there are some things that you should know before commingling them. Now, for full disclosure, right now on my farm, we're keeping our one remaining royal palm turkey with our chickens because we just have the one Tom, and over winter, I felt it was better for him to be with chickens for warmth and for the social aspect. This turkey doesn't quite seem to grasp that standing out in freezing rain isn't the best idea, and with temperatures in the 20s, I don't want him to be in a pen all by himself. It makes him more of a target for predators, it socially isolates him, and I really just feel he's better off with our chickens than without them at this point. Now, the main reason that you hear not to keep chickens and turkeys together is because chickens are carriers of something called blackhead disease, and it doesn't affect your chickens, but it can be deadly to turkeys, quail, and other poultry. So what is blackhead disease? This is an infection caused by a parasite, and it's transmitted from infected birds to uninfected birds through manure. It mainly affects the liver and the cecum, which is the pouch between the large and the small intestines in your chickens, and it causes the tissues in those parts of your bird to become necrotic and die. That's why you hear you should never keep chickens and turkeys together, but the thing about these parasites is that it can also be transmitted by earthworms, and this is according to Mississippi State University. So if your turkey eats an earthworm and that earthworm is infected by a parasite, your turkey can catch it anyways. It's just that the chances of your turkey catching it is increased when it's housed with chickens because your turkey is more likely to come in contact with infected chicken manure. So other reasons not to keep chickens and turkeys together involves things like a pecking order. Our turkeys historically have gotten along well with our chickens, but I could easily see it go the other way, where especially during things like mealtimes, the turkeys might try to take over and leave little food for your chickens to actually eat. This could especially be an issue if you don't have a lot of feeders and waterers available to your poultry in their coop. And I've heard of situations where poults, which are young turkeys, will start beating up chicks in order to gobble down all the food. So that's something to keep in mind if you want to keep chickens and turkeys together. So whether you should keep chickens and turkeys in the same coop really actually comes down to your own personal choice and whether you feel that blackhead disease is a risk or not and whether you can manage with these potential pecking order issues. If you plan on getting a large amount of turkeys, 10 or so, then I really would actually recommend consider, you know, building them a separate shelter so that they can be kept away from your chickens. So on to the next question. So the next question this week is when you should remove hatched chicks from an incubator when there are other eggs in there waiting to hatch. To answer this question directly, the answer is that you can leave them in there for up to 3 days or remove them immediately. There's benefits and negatives to both, so before deciding which is best, here's more background on it. So you can keep chicks in an incubator for up to 3 days after they're hatched. Before they're born, chicks absorb the yolk sac while they're in the egg, and this is one of the final things that they do as they prepare to hatch. The yolk sac can provide enough nutrients for 3 days, which is why you're able to order baby chicks through the mail. Now, the problem with leaving chicks inside the incubator while other eggs are waiting to hatch is that they're going to undoubtedly cause the other eggs to roll around, since while they're trying to learn how to walk and as they're drying off, baby chicks tend to flop around a lot. So at the same time, they're, you know, trying to learn how to walk, but they're also knocking into eggs, which are cracking into each other, and it can kind of turn into a mess. Now, at the same time, in the final stages of preparing to hatch, the level of the humidity inside of the incubator becomes an issue. It's an issue the whole throughout the whole incubation process, but in the last 3 days, it becomes a particular issue. You want to make sure the humidity inside the incubator stays at around 60% during the final 3 days of incubation, so the chick doesn't get what's called shrink-wrapped inside the egg. This can prevent them from hatching, and it's possibly the biggest reason for late embryonic death in chickens. By opening the incubator to removed hatched chicks, you run the risk of dropping the humidity and potentially causing problems with the remaining chicks that are waiting to be hatched. Now, personally, I remove hatched chicks from the incubator after a reasonable amount of time. This is so I can help them dry off further by placing them under a heat lamp. I'm also looking to help them establish good gut flora by offering probiotics in their water, and it's also to protect the remaining eggs in the incubator. I have had chicks crack eggs open before the chick that was inside the egg was ready to hatch, and obviously that chick died. So, you know, there's benefits and negatives to both of them. Now, at a minimum, hatchlings should remain in the incubator until they're able to stand and have dried off some. I personally don't wait until they're completely dry before removing them and placing them under a heat lamp. In my experience, it takes a lot longer for them to dry, and I really am looking to get that probiotic into them as soon as possible. Now, I use a small styrofoam incubator, so when I go to remove the chicks, all I do is slightly open up the incubator, slip my arm into it, and then pull the chick out. I don't completely remove the top of the incubator in order to preserve the humidity in the incubator as best as I can. All right, so let's move on to our third question, which is in a similar vein. This one is another incubator question, and the question is, the eggs I was incubating didn't hatch. Inside were perfectly formed chicks that never made it out of the shell. Why? In other words, why didn't these chicks hatch when they were so far along in the development process? And there's a few reasons that this can happen. One possibility, like we talked about in the previous question, is that the chicks were shrink-wrapped and therefore unable to break through the shell. Another possibility is that they weren't oriented correctly and were unable to pip the exterior shell or the interior membrane. I had one chick last year that was disoriented in the shell. Her head was pinned down somehow, so she was unable to actually zip through the shell. She had gotten far enough in the hatching process to break open the shell for oxygen, but what she was doing is she was pushing on the shell. But as far as a typical pipping of the shell and then zipping it apart, that actually never happened with this chick. So this chick inside the egg just kept pushing, and I knew she was poorly presented because after about 24 hours, I went into the incubator to help her, and I saw how she was positioned in the shell. Now, we also had one last year that didn't realize that she could move her head in the zipping process. It's a little hard to explain sort of the things that were going on at the time, but she was stuck in her shell for 24 hours. And in my opinion, if they haven't zipped out within 24 hours, so they start the zipping process, if they haven't completed it within 24 hours, that's the point that I get involved in the hatching process. And that's just a personal decision that I've made. So I think while she was hatching, this particular chick got disoriented. But she's another one I had to help, and it took her 5 or so hours after she was fully hatched before she realized she could actually pick her head up. For about 5 hours, she kept it close to her belly like she was misformed. And I know that she wasn't misformed or malformed because later she straightened herself out. She just didn't realize that she was out of her shell, or this has something to do with her being poorly presented. So being poorly presented inside the shell and unable to pip or zip is another reason sometimes why chicks don't hatch. Now, just to make things more fun, another reason for chicks not hatching very late in the development process is if the humidity in the incubator is too high. So it can be too low, and to make things even more fun, it can also be too high. So if a chick pips to get oxygen and the humidity is too high, then the chick can effectively drown because it's unable to get enough oxygen. We live in the South, and there are some days in the summer where it's so humid that it's literally hard to breathe. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm gasping for air. So that's enough evidence to tell you that high humidity can really affect your ability to breathe correctly. And that's just another reason why it's important to make sure that the humidity in your incubator is correct. So a fourth reason your eggs might not have hatched is if the hen that laid the egg is vitamin D3 deficient. Vitamin D3 is necessary for hens to properly absorb calcium and phosphorus, but there's also a link between poor vitamin D3 absorption and late embryonic death. If your hens are getting out every day and they're in the sun, then this is likely not an issue with them, but it's more likely to happen with hens that are cooped all the time and never see the sun. It can also happen if your hen eats poorly stored feed. So myotoxins that are caused by fungi in their feed can reportedly make it difficult for chickens to absorb vitamin D. So if you have feed that's not properly stored and it gets moldy, it gets fungus in it, this can cause a situation where your chicken is affected by myotoxins and they have a harder time absorbing vitamin D. Now, another problem might actually be with a vitamin A absorption. Now, according to the Merck Veterinary Manual, there is a link between a diet deficient in vitamin A and late embryonic death. Other reasons could be contamination of the egg while the chicks were developing. At the end of the day, it's hard to really know why chicks don't hatch during the final days of incubation, but hopefully this answer gives you some insight into which factors you can control and which you can't. So let's move on to our final question. So this final question is, I cleaned my chickens' nesting boxes and now they won't nest. What gives? So there's a few reasons why your hens might refuse to use a nesting box after you've cleaned it. Some hens can be particular, and if the nesting box suddenly smells funny or it smells different than what they're used to, or if you've used a strong cleaner, they might not want to use it until the nesting box is back to what they perceive as normal. Moving around their environment also can be stressful for some chickens because you've quote-unquote violated their safe space, so to speak. So when chickens nest, they're actually at their most vulnerable because they have to sit still for a while. In the wild, this is one way that predators can pick chickens off easily and get an easy meal, which is why chickens like to lay eggs in dark, quiet places. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but that's the reason why they like to lay in nesting boxes and they like it to be dark and quiet. Entering their quote-unquote safe space can cause them to abandon the nest until they've decided that it's safe again. And this is an evolutionary thing. You can't control it. It's just how it is. Now, if you clean the nest one day and then the next day you get no eggs, one thing to keep in mind is that your chickens just might be having an off day. In order to lay an egg, it takes about 26 hours for the egg to develop in a hen, meaning depending on the breed and the individual chicken, you might only get 4 or 5 eggs a week from a particular hen. If you have only a small number of hens, 4 or 5 for example, it's entirely possible that all of them will not lay an egg on the same day. In our farm, we have 200 plus chickens. Sometimes everyone just syncs up and we get a lower amount of eggs than we would on any other day. That's just how it happens sometimes. So it's something to keep in mind if your hens just aren't laying all of a sudden. So like I said, it's possible that your hens are just having an off day on laying. They should be fine in a day or two and using your nesting boxes again. So that's it for our questions this week. As a reminder, if you want to submit me a question, then be sure to email me at editor@thefrugalchicken.com or shoot me a message over social media. I'll be waiting for it. I can't wait to hear your questions. Now, if you're interested in learning more about the topics that we discussed today, I actually have a book available on Amazon, which can help you get started. It's a 50-page ebook about how to naturally raise a sustainable flock of chickens. You can check it out at thefrugalchicken.com/chickenbook. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.